From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. At least 15 people are dead, 74 injured in a suicide bomb attack at a crowded market in Chad's capital today. A spokesman for the police in N'Djamena reports the suicide bomber, a man dressed in a woman's burqa, is among the dead. No group has claimed responsibility for the Chad attack, but the government banned burqas last month, arguing that extremists could use the head-to-toe garment to hide explosives. The incident was just hours after 10 villagers were killed in northeast Nigeria by a group of Boko Haram Islamic extremists who attacked their settlement. The head of the Islamic State group in Afghanistan, Hafiz Saeed Khan, is dead. Aisha Tanzim reports from VOA's South Asia Bureau.
Afghanistan's intelligence agency said the head of Islamic State militants in the country and 30 other members of the group died in a drone strike Friday in eastern Nangarhar province. Spokesman for the National Directorate for Security, Haseeb Siddiqui, said the death follows the killing of three other top commanders last week.
We will feel a considerable decrease and disrupt them in their activities.
Siddiqui said Afghans considered three factors when they decided to call on international allies for a drone strike to kill Khan.
To avoid collateral damage, to be as precise as possible and to be as effective as possible.
Islamic State fighters have been growing in strength in Nangarhar province. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
A car bomb in front of the Italian consulate in Cairo today killed one person and destroyed a section of the historic building. A group identifying itself as the Islamic State of Egypt claimed responsibility for the attack on social media, but that claim has not been verified. Egyptian authorities say the investigation is underway with closed-circuit video recordings from the area being reviewed at this time. This is VOA News. Eurozone finance ministers meeting today indicate they expect to reach an agreement by the end of the weekend to keep Greece afloat, but they do not expect the talks to be easy. The Greek parliament has approved Athens' new proposals early today. The new Greek proposals include more pension cuts and tax hikes, which EU finance ministers have been demanding of Greece and voters rejected in last Sunday's referendum. The proposals also include Greek insistence for a debt restructuring by the International Monetary Fund. Greece is asking the EU for another $60 billion spread out over 3 years. All 28 EU leaders will meet in an emergency summit on Sunday to accept or reject the new economic proposal from the Greek government. Pope Francis is wrapping up a week-long tour of Latin America with a visit to one of the poorest neighborhoods in Paraguay's capital. The pontiff's second trip to the continent since his election to the papacy in 2013 included stops in Ecuador and Bolivia, countries ridden by poverty and crime. Zlatsirtsa Hoke reports.
He arrived in Paraguay on Friday from Bolivia, where he addressed inmates in a notorious prison. 2 years ago, 36 people were killed in the Palmasola facility during a clash between rival gangs. Pope Francis has ventured into places where few popes went before him, seeking support for the most needy and neglected populations. On arrival to Ecuador a week ago, he reiterated that message.
We can find in the gospel the keys that will allow us to face the current challenges, valuing differences, promoting dialogue, and participation without excluding anyone.
The pontiff returns to the Vatican late Sunday. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people gathered at a cemetery near the Bosnian city of Srebrenica today to mark the 20th anniversary of the worst mass atrocity in Europe since World War II. The ceremony took place ahead of the burial of 136 newly identified victims, alongside more than 6,000 already interred at the Potokari Memorial Cemetery just outside the city. On July 11, 1995, Bosnian Serb troops overran the United Nations enclave of Srebrenica, which was protected by Dutch troops. They went on a killing spree. Serbs dumped the bodies of their victims in mass graves around Srebrenica in an effort to hide the magnitude of their crime. Two international courts have called the Bosnian Serb slaughter of 8,000 Muslim men and boys a genocide. And Serena Williams overcame a slow start, 8 double faults, and a nervy finish to win her 6th Wimbledon title, 4th Grand Slam championship in a row, and 21st major overall. 33 years old, oldest as well. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.